Welcome to the Tag Republic podcast, a weekly chat with Carolina Guzik about all things marketing. Some episodes are short tips that you can implement in your business right away, while others are in-depth conversations with industry leaders. Whether you're a new photographer searching for some knowledge or an established professional with years of experience, Carolina offers fresh and innovative advice that can help you transform your photography business.
This episode is sponsored by The Art of Pinning, a self-paced Pinterest class for wedding and lifestyle photographers. If you are having a hard time driving traffic into your website, or SEO is overwhelming you, or the people that are visiting your website are not the kind of visitors, aka they're not converting into clients, then this class is for you. You can find more information at www.thetalkrepublic.com/Pinterest, or just follow the link in the notes. Now, enjoy this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Talk Republic. I'm Carolina Guzik, your host, and today, two legends. They have been on this podcast before, and I'm always excited to have them back. Bianca and Kyle from Oak and Iron, all the way from Orlando. Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
How are you doing? We're doing good. I like how I said that twice. It's like I gave it, and then I took it. We are doing very good. How are you?
Good. I'm so, I mean, not really sad because I don't look presentable for a video, but I would love to people to see the progression of your audio files. The first time was, I don't remember, but the second time I remember you had those huge, huge headphones that you were sharing. It was amazing. But now you have, each one of you have like really big headphones and a good microphone.
Yes.
Hey, we try to keep it professional on all aspects of our life.
I see. But really what's more impressive is the gigantic, what is that? An onion ring print on the back?
Oh, this is a shout out to our homie Meth Syndicate, who not only makes pretty much every shirt that we wear now, but also makes incredible flags like this featuring the Outback Bloomin' Onion.
Impressive, I must say. Impressive. How many of those have you had in the last year? A blooming onion.
I think it was only like two.
Yeah.
And it was both for like a video.
Yeah.
For the flag.
I see. That's one American delicatessen that I haven't had. Haven't had a blooming onion in my life.
You got to, after this, it seems like you need to just get yourself a blooming onion.
Maybe I will.
Heck yeah.
So, today we're going to be talking about TikTok or Reels, you know, whatever. Choose your poison, people. Either one I think will work. And why I wanted to have you guys back here is because obviously it's fantastic to talk to you guys. I love this. But also because you have gone viral in the best possible way. Nobody's canceling you yet. So you guys have gone famous. And I keep seeing, you know, your Reels are really, really good. But also I wanted to talk a little bit about the behind the scenes, really what happens with you go viral. How has, you know, changed your business? So it has been a lot, a little, like what's going on? So before we do that, introduce yourselves. Let us know who you are. Although I introduced you already, but my brain is, you know, twisted today. So let's do this again.
Well, we are Bianca and Kyle, and we're Oak and Iron Photography, wedding photographers from Central Florida who travel as well.
Yeah, and we specialize outside of weddings. We do lifestyle portraits, families, just general alternative portraiture as much as we can, and then capturing the traditional memories of weddings.
And you guys are a couple also, not only, you know, partners in business, but also partners in love.
Right? We are almost 8 years we've been married, so plugging away.
Congratulations. I love it.
We're over the national average, so we're doing something right.
I'm at a 20, so clearly I'm a dinosaur, apparently.
you're rocking it.
You're just the couple that we always strive to be.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's been nice. So let's talk about this TikTok situation. First of all, for everybody that is listening, no, I don't have TikTok. Why am I going to talk about TikTok if I don't even have it? Well, because you guys have success on it, and I want to share this with the world. When did you guys started with TikTok?
So our TikTok journey has been kind of a it's been really strange because it didn't start with photography videos.
Okay.
We actually got on TikTok, I feel like when a lot of people did, in mm-hmm. the height of the pandemic.
Yep.
Sitting on our couch, didn't have a whole lot of photos to edit. So we were like, we're going to open up this app. Let's see what it's about. And at the time, we were actually doing like video game content. Okay. Just to branch out to something new. We were, you know, just to kill our time. And then next thing, it was probably about 8 months into making them, we were like, all right, things are getting back to normal. Let's try to do some photography videos. And so we had made a new account that was not Oak and Iron. It mm-hmm. was actually, I just decided to kind of take a different approach of mm-hmm. something that didn't seem like it was coming from a business. I felt like TikTok, after being on there for about 8 months, I noticed that people just didn't want to be sold. It was an audience of people that just wanted to be either entertained or informed.
Okay.
Or a little bit of both. And so we started a couple videos in. It just got with the photography videos, and it just got beautiful reaction from everyone. And we were kind of shocked because, you know, we were in that assumption that, oh, this is just all young people that are mm-hmm. on here. This, who's watching wedding content on TikTok? You know, everyone just assumes that it's just silly dances or overdubbing some movie sound. And mm-hmm. it honestly is like so much more than that. And we figured out, like, we found that out firsthand. And we just started, you know, really just kind of having fun. It felt like because we didn't have the Oak and Iron name on there, it allowed us to
be a little more silly.
Yeah. Just a little bit more just like how we want to be.
So a little undercover because you didn't feel like you have anything to compromise. Am I correct?
It was a little bit of that, but it was also I personally didn't want the pressures of representing our company all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, as small business owners, we're repping our company no matter what. And it felt like one of those things where I was like, well, before we do that, and it seems like we're just trying to sell people, which we weren't. It was simply just to show a whole different audience, like what was possible in family and wedding photography. It was just like at its core, we just wanted to show the homies like what we were doing.
Okay, so let me, because again, I'm not on TikTok, so I have never seen your account. So you're telling me that you're doing these videos about video game. And then one day you're like, okay, well, let's add a little bit of photography. Describe to whoever is listening to this podcast what that video looks like. Because I think that there's a little bit of misconception. Even me, right? When I think about like, oh, I need to create a reel, even though I know it has to be like in the moment and good, I'm like, but it has to be really, you know, like a lot of behind the scenes or content of me doing something. So what is actually this video that you created?
So for us, the big thing was is that we wanted to showcase not only our photos, but as much of our personality in a very short time frame as possible. Mm-hmm. And we kind of were under the assumption of, first of all, virality is never on our mind. It is a bonus, especially mm-hmm. on TikTok, which I feel like is really a like a slot machine of just possible viral moments. But a lot of it for us was just on a very simple level was like good music. It was showing our silly t-shirts. It was showing our faces before they saw the photo, whether it was just like, hey, these are not your typical wedding photographers or what people assume a modern day wedding photographer would look like. And so we were like, oh, well, I mean, we show our face for 2 seconds and then we'll get to the stuff. Cause we felt like we had seen some photography content when we were there. It wasn't one of the things that we consumed. Just being photographers, we see it all the time. So a lot of cat videos and mm-hmm. home cooking videos.
Yeah.
But for us, it was like, all right, well, I don't need to see the photos for that long. So we showed them for a couple seconds, you know, and it just was like a nice little way to show good music, us, photos, super simple. And that was it. It was really... And it was because we wanted to put out content nearly every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were like, how can we not be blocked by what's our intro going to be? Now it's gotten a little bit more involved, but it still really is nothing more than 6 seconds yeah. of just kind of being silly. But, you know, we didn't bust out our actual cameras for it. We, you know, we're still just using our phones and just keeping it really, really
like DIY. It also seems that you just create them in your house. It seems like you're like in your living room and it's just like a quick, you know, for example, somebody, I'm going to describe one of the reels that I have seen. You guys, I mean, I don't know if Bianca, because I've never seen tattoos on Bianca, but you, Kyle, you have a lot of tattoos, right? Mm-hmm. And you actually pointed out that you got a Cupid tattoo. And I think that he said something along the lines of like, I love love. So I tattoo a Cupid on my body. And then you show us like this beautiful romantic alternative photos. And as you said, with like really catchy alternative music. And as you mentioned, it's just like, maybe 6 images and they last maybe a second.
Yep,
and then
yep,
that's
just about.
It, right?
Yep.
And yeah, then go ahead. You're good.
No, I was gonna ask you, like, is it because I see it, right? But I don't know if you have like a call to action on the description. Like, what's the next step? So you have got
So just like our approach to wedding photography, we're about as unprofessional as it gets, and we really do keep it like, honestly, I think to kind of throw back to one of our first conversations, this still kind of falls under the umbrella of we're just marketing to ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so us, like, we could look at whatever the most viral or clicked on content is and how they did it. It doesn't catch my eye. You know what I mean? Ours is like, we have such a short mindset, like
attention span. Yeah, and we catered it a lot to like just getting our stuff out there without being too much in your face, because we felt like, you know, like we wanted to show different aspects of ourselves. We wanted to show, you know, that we're people, and the tattoo content along with the photos and everything kind of mashed together really kind of like it made it so you could see like a whole grand scale of like what we're doing, but also see like little details if you wanted to.
Yeah. It's kind of just like a very long-term project, because we treat everything just like, all right, we're just gonna like do something new next time. Let's show it. Even if we're doing one of those photo collages, we'll still try to weed in some old classics with some of our latest stuff. So it's always people can see some sort of like new content by watching our videos.
I see. So you start there on TikTok and you start seeing this success on TikTok. And then how do you transition to Instagram Reels? Is this just like, okay, we're going to post the same content? What's happening? Because that's when I start seeing you guys on Instagram, because once again, I don't have TikTok.
So that was one of those things where it was kind of a few separate happenstances. One of our friends who's a tattoo artist, she had started posting videos on Reels and did really, really well. And she had done good on TikTok. She had gotten off of there because if you have TikTok, it is a very toxic place, or it has become extremely toxic.
TikTok. I thought Twitter was the toxic place, but I didn't know about TikTok.
There's like a very fine threshold. Why we say virality is very overrated. Because once you get over a certain amount of views, you start getting to people who don't really care about this. And they're just trying to be mean.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. It's like, then it's like YouTube when you start getting like random comments. And it's like, what? What have I done to you?
Yeah.
And so she had started posting Reels, did really great. And then our friend Kyle Makes Short Films, super talented creator, he started posting stuff. Just some of his actual TikTok, he just put it over on Reels, and he had a better reaction, and he would consistently have million view videos. Yeah. And he posted it on Instagram, blew up even more.
Yeah.
And so we were like, we have the content. It seems silly to not showcase it. I think at the time we were definitely in like a little bit of a lull with Instagram. We've always, like, honestly, as much as we like TikTok, Instagram's always been our favorite. We really do. We enjoy stories. I like being able to inform our clientele and everyone who enjoys our content through there. It's really fun, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Reels was just like,
kind of upset that I don't see you in a robe right now talking about Instagram stories.
But I was going to, but Spuds is sleeping on it.
Yeah.
He stole it.
King Baby has the robe.
Yeah.
This is a quick parenthesis here. If you guys have never seen any of his Instagrams, Kyle is always like on his robe. Sometimes he just gets a little bit unhinged, which I appreciate. I like me an unhinged guy, but it's always, it's very personable. And then also like little things that people start noticing about your brand that has nothing to do with your brand, right? Like, oh, Kyle is always on a rope, right? So mm-hmm. I think that sometimes people are afraid to show those little things. And in my case, for example, is like my love for really crap TV, like the way that I can connect to people just because we like a stupid reality TV and like pop culture. So I'm not afraid mm-hmm. to talk about that. So, you know, food for thought for whoever is listening to this. What is that thing that you love that you might think that nobody cares about?
Yeah,
that
totally.
You can start incorporating into your, you know, into your stories.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I think it's so important.
Yeah, we even started talking about wrestling and stuff, which is such like a, you know, and we've gotten such awesome feedback from people figuring out clients like love watching it too. And then we have something to talk about all day with them, you know, like, so it's a really like nice way to, like you said, connect on another level besides just you're the client, we're the photographer. That's our interaction.
Yeah, it's connection points, yeah. You know, and it's one of those things like, we were just like, who's going to, of our audience is going to be into wrestling. And we were shocked. It was a lot of people. And they
you
were
don't
like,
know.
And so many people were like, I was so embarrassed to talk about it, like about my love for this. And I was like, why? We're all into stuff. There's like eight things to be into in this world.
Absolutely. Yes. So there's actually other things because you talk a lot about like big sandwiches, right? Like good food. You do actually in your, well, we're talking about reels, but like in your stories, you put like questions about like, should we eat this or that? And then I think that's really fun to bring people into that little adventure.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like it's a huge part of our life. Yeah. You know, those like, not just like food tattoos. It's just like, we're all very complex people. I think, you know, we live in a time where everyone really tries to niche down.
Yeah.
And as much as we have the stuff that we do, which might seem niche to us, we see it as like extremely complex. Like it is a lot of things going into this, you know, even with the photography side of things, like it's not just alternative portraiture. It's a lot of street photography. It's a lot of product photography. It's a lot of just raw documentation, just like knowing how to get good candidates. The same thing with personalities. You know, there's a lot of things that make people tick, and especially on the wedding side. Of course, it helps in like the family sessions, but that's usually, we're talking about the kids and all this, everything that's going on with them for those. But the wedding day, it really helps, especially when you're with a couple for sometimes 8-10 hours a day.
Yeah, absolutely. So going back into reels, right? When you produce these super cool things, what is your thought? Because obviously for a viewer, it seems like, oh, they're super cool, but this works for them because they're like alternative. They, you know, they can pull something that looks a little bit weird because it's their brand. How could somebody that is listening to this that maybe is just like, well, I'm just, you know, a normal photographer, how could I make this work for me?
I think just honestly to like stem back, make the content you want to consume.
Yeah.
You know, like you'll kind of have that feeling again. Not too much thought goes into our videos. It's like we're like 8 photos, 5 seconds of a B-roll. It's really, really simple.
Sometimes we like to have fun with it just because we're in a silly mood.
But yeah,
like,
but I really think that if someone just like pick a good song, pick some of your favorite photos, I think a lot of people's problem is that they pick the photos that they think their audience wants to see or the works. Honestly, if you want to do more of something, whether it's you want to do more beach family sessions, you want to do more downtown elopements, you want to do more just like country club weddings, show that. Yeah. Like show it and let people know that that's what you're into. It was like, I mean, we have so many just like beautiful, genuine moments, but we both really like the alternative portraiture. So that is the priority of being shown because one, everyone seems to really like it. And two, it's something that we want to do more of. Yeah. It's really as simple as that.
Do you think that you guys have had like so much like success because really the images, they're like a little bit of a shock, right? When you see them for the first time, like take a double take of what was that? What I just saw. Do you think that obviously that has a lot of impact on the success you had, right?
So we talked about it the other day, and I actually found that, you know, in the video that went really crazy, you know, around like 8 million views between the two platforms, we got a surprisingly low amount of like hate.
Okay.
It was, you know, it was just people, I talked about it on stories, you know, people being like, oh, this doesn't seem romantic, is about as much as people disliked it. You know, they don't see the rest of the wedding. But for us, it was one of those things where we just wanted to just show like just the bangers of the day. And yeah, we were saying that I don't know many photographers, wedding photographers specifically, that have like a polarizing reaction. And I think that's actually great. It means that the photos make you feel something. And it's great that the vast majority of people were just like so stoked on it. But, you know, the fact that some people weren't about it, I think that's very good, because we don't want it to be something. This was never, we never made our style to appeal to everyone.
So funny, because also I think that's the reel that you're talking about. I think that you start saying like, these are not your mom's photographers,
yeah,
or
yeah,
something like that. So why would anybody come and complain about it? Like, read the room, person. But
you know what's funny about that is the one thing that we were shocked at the most with that video was how many people didn't tell the difference between us and our couple in the photos, and they thought that they were our photos.
Thought, yeah,
and they were like, you made a good choice. And we were just like, wasn't us.
Okay.
But okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That is so interesting. So do you think that because of course now going a little bit viral, and again, seeing the reactions of people maybe seeing like, oh my God, fantastic that you get to choose those photographers, that people not understanding that you are the photographer, that maybe for future videos, you're going to kind of like introduce yourselves as the photographers?
No, I think we'll probably keep it kind of the way we're doing it. I think it was more, I can't be shocked anymore, yeah, by people's reactions, yeah, to things.
Yeah.
I just imagine that the person had like their glasses upside down and it was just like not, they weren't looking at it at all.
Friend, this is a short podcast intermission to remind you that every month I am uploading actionable short tutorials about SEO, blogging, content creation, website reviews, and much more on my Patreon. Each tutorial has a very specific goal to help you level up an aspect of your business. You can access these tutorials at any time and as many times as you need to. In addition, each month I am also hosting a live call where you can ask any questions regarding your business or marketing strategies. This is like having a tiny coaching call with me. You can currently access over 50 tutorials for only $10 a month. Join today. I have a direct link on the notes of this episode for you to check it out. Now, back to the episode. Talking about, you know, getting uncomfortable, right? Going viral, getting, I'm assuming that's like a high for a second. You're getting all those DMs, the phone, you know, the phone is probably beeping for notifications. What was the feeling when you got like that sour message that was like, oh, you suck, boo-boo, bye. Did it affect you or what?
So we are so unaffected, yeah, by any sort of people being like not into these. Because again, I'm like, good. I mean, yeah, it would be weird if it was 100% like universally loved. I would have assumed that we were being like Truman Showed.
Yeah.
Like we were being pranked.
100%.
This is not supposed to happen. And the weird thing about it, though, is yes, it did produce a massive influx of inquiries. Mm-hmm. But for us, like, it really didn't change much as far as like our day to day. We can still only take so many weddings in the year. We can still only travel so many times in the year. So it's unfortunately had to cause us to say no a lot more. But from that, we've been able to refer so many more of our friends.
I know. Thank you. So I've been on that list. Thank you.
Heck yeah. And even out of the country, like, yeah, we've been able to refer one of our friends who lives in the UK. And we were like, wow, I didn't think I'd be able to do that. And we've been able to send him like two or three people now.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that it may not have gone directly to us, but it's still gone to the right people. And if that can happen as a like a byproduct of the video getting a lot of attention, I think it's just like a win-win-win. People get to see something that they've never seen before. People get to hear about other artists and photographers they've never heard of before. We had someone who's like, there's no chance you know someone with your style in Scotland. And we were like, nope, here you go. Like, I know the person for you. There's not many of us, but they happen to be scattered perfectly around the world that we, yeah, can refer them to who we need.
So good. So you said a massive influx. I want to know a number. How many inquiries did you actually get?
It's probably like gotten over 200 now in the past week.
Yeah.
What? Week or two.
It's insane.
Who it's
in the inbox.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. I finish all the emails and then that just all new ones come in. So it's been quite a ride on top of like having to edit and do like all the other admin stuff that we normally have to do. And as well as booking some of those people too, because they're not all just as much as we've said no, we've also had a lot of people book on with us. So that's like, we've had meetings like every other day and like, it's been a lot, but yeah. I mean, I'm super thankful and grateful for it. I wouldn't trade it for the world, but it's definitely helped me. I feel like time management has been a priority in my life because absolutely. Of all of the emails. So,
I mean, that's crazy. Have you thought of bringing somebody over to take over the admin task?
So we've talked about it.
We have
a lot.
Yeah,
like
especially
recently. It's like almost every other day we've discussed it. And obviously there's so many tremendous people out there. Mm-hmm. For us, just a really big part of our company really is that mom and pop vibe. And Bianca talking to them directly and then us being able to communicate it's really just a huge part of what we do. We still, I mean, that's why, I mean, honestly, we could have taken so many more gigs. Like we would have just been on the road a lot. We could have easily done that, but we still really want to prioritize giving every one of our clients just like a really, really good experience and the same experience that everyone else has gotten. And so for us, it's been one of those things where we've had to cut back.
I mean, that's like one of those growing pains that you don't want to let go because, you know, want to, you know, make sure that everything in your business is the way that you want it. But also mm-hmm. at some point, I'm assuming that you're going to have to be like, well, I cannot receive 200 emails a week and, you know, do all the things that I need to do. And again, obviously this is happening right now, but you're still producing super cool reels. So I'm assuming even though maybe not all of them are reaching millions of views, all of them are having an impact in your business.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And it's, I mean, this even goes back to TikTok. I mean, one of the first videos we put on there had like 1.1 million. And it's been one of those things where that's why, especially with TikTok, we don't post the photo collages that mm-hmm. often to actually stop that from happening. We could do them. We used to do them every day. And then when the views started to get up and more consistent and we kind of had a more consistent viewership, we noticed that when we were posting videos, it was like, okay, we're going to get like
X 10
inquiries every single time. So let's space it out a little bit and let's let it not do that. And that's really, it's kind of been like one of those weird juggling acts where we have to like refrain sometimes, or, you know, a video, like when you make it, you're just like, this might be a banger and we're going to have to like deal with this. This is going to be kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And do you, how often are you creating videos as today?
Probably like
every 3 days. Yeah.
And are you still on TikTok or have you moved mm-hmm. completely to Instagram Reels?
No, we're still equally on. I pretty much use TikTok to make the videos, and then I will use a program and get the watermark off, and mm-hmm. then I'll repost it to Reels. I just like how the TikTok video creation is way more user-friendly. Mm-hmm. I find that the Reels is just like, I don't know, it just doesn't work with my brain.
I've created like 3 Reels in my life and I'm tired.
So. Yeah, it. I don't know what it is, but they definitely added some steps that just like...
Yeah, I was going to say, even when I played around with it, TikTok is so much more user-friendly and simplified, I feel. And then Reels is just a little bit more too organized. So you gotta like figure out where everything is in order for it to like be a smooth process. But mm-hmm. figuring it out is like, you know.
And I find that as far as like sounds go, not just music, but people will do like custom sounds or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a lot bigger of a library on TikTok than Reels. Reels is like really, really limited.
Yeah. Okay. But currently the same content both to TikTok and Reels? You know, like doing one for TikTok, one for Instagram.
I will do one for, exclusively for TikTok. Reels is not. I won't do it. We won't do stuff exclusively for Reels. It's to cover both ends.
Yeah. And I think more so like the more personality, like his tattoo videos or, you know, something that's a little bit more like about us will go on his TikTok versus being on our Reels. Because our Reels is more of a place, I think, for work and to be showing our work. Mm-hmm. TikTok is a little bit more unhinged in that manner.
Yeah, it is weird though, because for a very long time, the Instagram was way less than the TikTok following.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you would see people on TikTok who would have, you know, a million followers, and then you go to their Instagram and it's like 40,000. You're like, it's weird. The lack of crossover. Ours is literally 86,000 on both right now. Yeah. So I'm actually pretty proud of that.
That sounds good. Well, talking about thousands and millions of views, let's talk about monetizing. Are you guys monetizing your videos? It's happening?
Nope. No.
What? Oh, is that, that's not an option? Or you're not getting enough? Because again, I don't know how this works. Like, do you need to get personal a billion views?
No, we could have been monetizing since day one.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird things that we just don't do it.
Yeah.
Can I ask why?
Of course. You know, it really stems to, I feel like that's the next step into feeling like a content creator. And ultimately, we're photographers. Like, at its core, we are just small business owners. And although we do create content, a content creator is the last thing I would ever call us.
Yeah.
Because we're really just showing our photos. Uh-huh. It's not like we are making art specifically for on like TikTok or Reels.
Yeah.
It's just showcasing what we do. So as far as that goes, we make a beautiful living just off of doing our thing. And yeah, we just haven't monetized. It's just like, it's just not our thing.
Now we are talking about a few different options of monetization for other things, but that'll come with time and we'll kind of figure that out. Cross that bridge.
We just don't want to ever feel like we have to think about views before we post.
Yeah.
Because there's some videos that, you know, do incredibly well, and then some will get, you know, 500 views, more so on TikTok now. But the thing is, I mean, 500 views is incredible.
Yeah.
I think people really trip out on that and they get really hard on themselves. And I mean, still to this day, I think that like 50 likes on Instagram is like incredible. Like, we're just like, dude, 50 likes, like, that's sick.
I get psyched.
You know? Like, it's overwhelming sometimes. Like, 50 people liked a wedding photographer's things. Like, we're not Rolling Stones, you know?
I saw a post one about, you know, people, you know, getting bummed about 50 likes, right? And they were like, how would you feel if you're like on the street or at a cafe drinking a coffee and you have suddenly 50 people coming by to say, hey, what is that, overwhelmed? Yes, that would be a lot for me. So why am I not getting excited about 50 likes on Instagram? We have to change that.
Yeah, and we've had, it's funny because we've had some clients who mentioned videos before of being like, oh, this video that you made. And we were like, man, that was one of our lowest viewed videos. And I was like, it can still reach the right person.
Yeah.
Especially with like the amount of clientele we need. We cap out at about 35, 40 weddings a year. When you're getting views of hundreds of thousands, it's too much. You almost don't want, like, personally, us, like, our sweet spot is like, I like 50,000. It's like, it sounds ridiculous, but
yeah,
but like, that's a sweet spot. Anything more, it gets annoying to deal with. It's, again, as not content creators, it's like overwhelming, because then, you know, you got to monitor the comments. You got to make sure everyone's being cool. It's like,
that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. And it's one of those things that I feel like I never hear anyone talk about it, that, you know, sometimes a video can get too many views, especially when we're showing like our clients. Like, it's not us. It's, we want to make sure that people are being respectful
of them.
Of course. Yes.
You know, say what you want about us. That's fine. You know, but don't make all comments about anything. It never happens, but it's one of those things where we
I'm super protective of things like that. Like, I'm always checking my comments. And if somebody's just even say something that I could perceive it as a, like, I myself don't like it, immediately gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And exactly. You know, you have to do what's right for you and the client. And people are always trying to be cheeky on the internet, and they might not think it means anything, but you know, I would hate for someone to be like, I wouldn't want these photos. And then a client being like, oh, well, do I like my photos? Like, you know,
want any
dog destroyer 85 didn't like my photos.
Absolutely. So, okay, so it sounds like you guys are doing this for fun, right? You have your super cool photos, you have really fun personalities, and you have weird glasses that I love. And then you're doing this it seems like you started as fun, and even though it's giving you tons of success now and growth, whether we like it or not, you have been exposed to millions of people. What's really, like, today? Like, you're sitting today with me talking. You have tons of things to edit. Are you thinking about the next video you're going to post? Because you also told me that you really don't want to make sure that you get into, like, the mindset of, like, oh, now I have to create. But let's be honest.
So our things would be, like, yes, I do have the next video in mind. And it's usually more so around just, like, photos we have to share.
Yeah.
Whether it's, we just did a courthouse elopement and we're just like, oh, can't wait to share this video. And that's when our little chit chat sessions go down of like, okay, is this going to be something that needs context? So is it going to be one of those voiceover videos? Is it going to be just show our, you know, our 14 favorite photos, a banger of a song and call it a day? And those are those little conversations we'll have. Like I said, right now we have this really cool micro rooftop wedding that we did, and I can't wait to share that. It's super sick. And so usually that's how it'll go. It's just like,
yeah, it's definitely content based. Like, if we have something that we want to share really bad, then we definitely are talking about what we want to make video wise for it. And if not, I mean, we start our day off just eating breakfast, and he'll make me breakfast, and we just chit chat about like business stuff that we want to go over. So it's just a very like, I feel like it's a very natural thing in our day, in our lives, just talking about business plans for certain things. Yeah. So even just like that strategy has just been built so much within our daily lives that it's almost like, you know, just so natural, like making these videos. Like, yeah.
But then sometimes we'll go like five days without making something, and then we're watching a movie and we hear a song and we're like, that song gets me pumped.
Yeah.
Let's put that in a video. And it's sometimes it's as simple as that. Yeah. It's like, I think someone else is going to get super excited just because they're hearing this song. We did a video, the last one we did, we just used an old System of a Down song. And we had so many people, homies that I expected, were like, I haven't heard this song in 10 years. Thank you for reminding me that it exists. This song is a banger. And I'm like, cool. And they're like, also, great photos. So it's like, it's one of those things where if you're not going to be there for the photos, be there for the tunes. If you're not there for the tunes, be there for the Meth Syndicate shirts.
Yeah.
I love this. So if I'm hearing this correctly, because it does seem that you have a little bit of a strategy going on. However, you don't want, it's like being in a relationship that you don't want to label, because you don't want to become content creators, but you're enjoying what you're doing so far. And you don't want the pressure of having to do this become like a task. You're enjoying it right now. You're loving it. And maybe in a week you love something else. So for right now, it's fun and we'll see where this goes.
Yeah. And I think it's definitely like a really good starting off point, because I feel like we have talked about branching out a lot in the past with like what we're doing in our business. And this is just kind of like, we're just trying to figure out how we want to go about that. Like, do we want to dedicate ourselves to making, you know, this specific content, or doing something else that could fit our, what we like better? I think that's kind of where we're at with that, as far as content creation goes, because we know we don't want to be like TikTok influencers or Instagram influencer type of people, but that doesn't mean that we don't have like badass art that we want to share with everybody, and you know, that we take photos of that aren't wedding related and stuff like that. So we may not necessarily be leaning too much into the content creation part of it, but we definitely are this is like a nice segue to try to lean into other things that we've been interested in and talking about in the past to expand our business.
Yeah. I think it's built good habits with honestly just staying with the times too.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be left behind and we want to keep those tools and those skills sharp by being able to make content that many people can enjoy.
Yeah.
And so as long as we just kind of keep doing that. And again, like you said, it's fun. We're genuinely just having fun with it. Sometimes it's easier to make a video than it is to post a single photo on Instagram. I feel like so many times we're just like, I want to give so much context. You know, I want to let the people really know what went into this. You know, you could show a picture of, you know, a bride holding a dog and write a nice little caption. But sometimes showing a video and being able to show more photos and more context, it just helps tell the story. It helps your audience understand that, like, there's so much more that goes into these days than just, you know, wedding stuff.
Very interesting. So I had another question. So do you also think that maybe your success was not only obviously amazing photos, a really cool song, but also consistency? Because I'm going to look at your Instagram and it seems that you're posting very often.
100%. I mean, this has always been our, like, we've always talked about, like, as far as like business marketing wise, you know, we've been keeping up consistency on every platform we potentially can get our fingers on, even like Threads for a couple of days. We're still trying to figure it out. It's just one of those things, you know, like, we're still going to get our fingers in it. We're going to try it. We're going to see what we can do with it and, you know, see how we could use it to really show off like what we're doing and how we want to use it. But yeah. Sorry.
Nope, we're good. We're talking. So awesome. Awesome. So, yeah. So maybe the future money, I mean, because my friend brain is like, yes, friends, do this for the love. But at the same time, I'm like, it seems like you're leaving money on the table. Like my marketing brain and my marketing brain is like, let me advise you, please.
So, you know, it's funny. I can only talk from the TikTok side of things. I've just known a lot of friends who went into the creator fund or whatever it is. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it can lead to a suppression of views. So I have seen people have that. Also, with the new TikTok program, I think it's they monetize for videos that are over a minute. And we have talked about doing longer form content. But right now, again, the availability to an ease and kind of like streamline process that we have with our videos right now, those 1 minute videos, you think it'd be easier, but it's hard. It's hard.
Like a lot.
It is a lot. It's a much different thing than doing like a 35 second video. Those extra 25 seconds really take a lot out of you.
Do you honestly think that somebody that has just, let's say me, I have very standard photos and I love, because that's me, I love my standard photos. Do you think that somebody that doesn't have crazy photos could recreate what you're, I'm saying copy, I'm saying recreate what you're doing? Or you think, again, that your impact is because your photos are really like, I need to take a double take here to see these images?
No, not at all. I think anyone can make cool content like that, even if it's, you know, that kind of formula of just like your favorite song. Show yourself doing a little thing and then show your photos. Of course, I think anyone can do it.
Yeah. And I think it really just comes down, like, if you do more of a traditional style, because we've seen it, like, we've seen tons of people who are very successful on TikTok and Instagram, and they're
way more success than we have.
Way more. And they're doing
way more traditional,
super traditional, like flash work, off camera, flashes, like lighting setups, all that stuff, super traditional. And they've got tons of followers. So, I mean, I don't think it really is reliant on the wow factor of the like alternative portraiture that we do. I think it's more so just like he said, like posting photos that we ourselves want to do more of, showing our audience like what we like and hoping that somebody is also like, oh, we like that too, which they will be, because there's always going to be people into everything. So
yeah,
and I think you just gotta find those people.
And I think if you're not going for that like you know, like, whoa, this is crazy type of work, and you're trying to just show more traditional stuff, or even if it's just like a little less, a little more tame, just informing people on something.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not going to be this just like carousel of wild photos, let someone walk away with a piece of information.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's talking about catering, you know, and you have some pictures of people dining at the dinner table, figure out a way that you can tell someone some information that you've been telling your friends. You know what I mean? I wish more people did this. Well, tell them. Like, it's as simple as that. Like, this should be to make your job better. It's a way for, you know, if you want to do more, again, New York City alone, and start talking about it. Start talking about why you should do it. Start talking about the coolest places to go, why you can do it. You don't have to sit there and just keep posting, you know, the barn venue, and you're over there being like, I hate barns. It's like, well, then why do you keep sharing it? Like, you're better off not sharing it and sharing another wedding that you do want to a million times over until you get that than sharing the stuff you don't like.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. So I just created a reel recently, and I was like, it was just like photos, no image of me. Maybe I need to like do a video of me to add with those images. And it was just like about this venue that looks very European in Miami. And it was just like POV when you want to get an European wedding, but you don't want to leave Miami. And I put like a little Italian song to it. And I mean, I'm still in thousands, nothing crazy, but it's been like my most successful reel. And I'm like, okay, this might work. I just need to tweak how I present it, or, you know, what do I do that make it a little bit maybe more, I don't know, like add something, like it's missing like a little spice to it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's, I think everyone will figure out their little je ne sais quoi. But I really think like at its base, not treating Reels and TikTok like YouTube and treat it like Google. You're there for, it's a search. People want answers. Like, I know that if I'm going to a place, going to Seattle soon, I no longer go to Yelp. First of all, Yelp's terrible. Don't go to Yelp. But like, I don't go to Google anymore for my food recommendations. I don't do that. I go to TikTok because I like to see people. Like, I don't want to see the menu of the, you know, the photographer that took like the gnarly perfect pictures. Mm-hmm. I want to see customers at the dinner table. I want to see them holding the food. Like, it's way more interactive. It gets you a kind of a better vibe for restaurants. So applying that to just whatever, I mean, it's there to answer questions, entertain, and be a good time. So again, answering questions is kind of the easiest like starting off point. And I really think that's just like, it just makes the starting process easier.
Yeah.
Of like, I'm going to answer a question. I'm going to solve a problem somehow.
And also, I guess this is like going to the gym. At the beginning, you might suck and then you get better. You have to keep creating the content to, you know, tweak, get better, get more comfortable, see what's working, pivot, whatever you need to do.
And the good thing about like Reels and TikTok specifically is that you can really see like what's liked more and what's not liked as much. It's very obvious. It's very like there. You could see by views and by people interacting with you and who, you know, have I gotten more comments about this? Okay, well, if I got more comments about that, maybe I should do that more.
I know people who will purposely write wrong words.
Yeah.
They'll misspell things so that they will bait people for comments to correct them.
I have a podcast coming on that with like a marketer that's how they market their things, just to get, you know, interaction and the algorithm going their way.
Yeah, I've seen it work. And as long as you can handle like 1,000 people being like, it's there, spelled properly, you know, you're just like, all right, yeah, that was on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Guys, this has been so interesting. Got me super excited. Like, I want to start doing, again, I'm not going on TikTok, but I'm going to start doing more reels. So to talk a little bit about other things and to close this episode, what is something that you are loving other than your fame?
Oh, that gross word.
Right? We are not. No fame. No fame.
You know, honestly, we are just loving every day. We feel like we are in our stride right now, where we're photographing, we're editing, we're kind of in the sweet pocket. We're making great food at home, and we're just loving every day as it passes by. Especially though, we're loving wrestling. So if you watch,
definitely loving wrestling,
especially AEW out there.
Yeah,
you know, come over to at Oak and Iron Photo, and we'll chat about wrestling.
Yes,
I love that. Did you guys watch Glow?
Yeah, love that show. Glow.
Oh, did I watch it?
Yes, you did.
The woman of wrestling.
Yeah, yes. I remember.
Fantastic
now.
Show.
I'm terrible with names of things. Like you can.
It was like the very first Netflix. Show, like a produced show or something like that.
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah,
Maren, I love anything he does.
Yeah,
so good. Well, where could people find you? Tell me all the deets.
Instagram at Oak and Iron Photo. At Oak and Iron Photo for threads. TikTok is Pastrami on Rye. And then
Facebook is at Oak and Iron Photo.
Nah, we don't use Facebook no more. So Facebook is our graveyard.
Yeah. Website is www.oakandironphoto.com. Everything is Oak and Iron Photo except for TikTok.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I love having this conversation with you guys. I think this is like the third or fourth time that you're here on the podcast. Thank you for being the legends you are. I love
having you
as well, my friend. I love this.
Oh, we love it too. And anytime we get to chat with you, and it's always a good time.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, well, thank you for everybody that listened. I encourage you to do more cool, or maybe not cool, but do more, you know, TikToks. Look at this, TikToks. Look at, how old am I? Do more TikToks.
I keep saying thread.
You know, I can't say that word. I'm not even going to try to say it because I cannot say it.
IG Twitter as well.
IG Twitter.
IG Twitter, there you go. So thanks so much for being here, and I'll catch you very soon with another amazing guest. Until then, ciao.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. For more info about marketing tips for photographers and show notes, please visit thetogrepublic.com. If you enjoy today's show, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. Want even more? Join our marketing community group. Just search for the Tog Republic group on Facebook. Until next week.